Money FM 89.3, best of workday afternoon. Inspect a Gadget with Clarissa Montero and Christopher Lim from the Business Times with Money FM 89.3.
Good afternoon and welcome to Inspector Gadget on Money FM 89.3. I'm Clarissa Montero, my resident Inspector Gadget, Christopher Lim from the Business Times, digital editor from the Business Times, on the phone with me. Christopher.
Hey, what's up?
Did you spend all your money on 11/11?
Actually, I had a long shopping list and I had multiple shopping carts filled. And then I just made one purchase, bought new furniture for the house and it wiped me out. So I had to stop shopping. Yeah, that was it. That was abrupt. I don't know. What can I say?
Well, you have a second shot for Black Friday.
Yeah, end of the month. We'll see.
All right. But we're not talking about Black Friday sales and what might be interesting for you then. We're talking about new stuff, I think.
Yeah, new computers.
All right.
I mean, it's been an interesting week. So Apple finally unveiled their Apple Silicon powered Macs, basically their own chips, moving away from Intel CPU chips. And this in itself is not news because Apple announced it early in the year. But now we finally know exactly how much they cost and people are poring over benchmarks, you know, specs and all that. And you can actually order one now. So what did they launch? They launched a new MacBook Air, which is their entry-level laptop, their 13-inch MacBook Pro, which is basically their baby Pro model, and their Mac Mini, which is basically their desktop Mac that doesn't come with a screen or keyboard. It's just a box, and then you add your screen and keyboard as you like. So three new Macs, and yeah, this is the future pretty much because Apple has said they have a two-year migration to Apple Silicon, their own chips. So if you have a non-Apple If you have an Intel Mac now, it's destined essentially to be obsolete in the next 2 years. I have an Intel Mac. So the next 2 years, you probably want to buy an Apple chip powered Mac. And these are the first three that you can buy. So it's interesting and price-wise also interesting. So the MacBook Air, right, it's actually the same price as the Intel Power one. It starts at $1,299 if you have educational pricing, but for everyone else, $1,449. It's the same price it was before. The 13-inch MacBook Pro starts at $1,849, and the Mac Mini starts at $979. One interesting thing, though, should note that if you still want an Intel-powered MacBook Pro 13-inch, you actually can still buy one. So I did mention $1,849 for the entry-level new MacBook 13-inch, MacBook Pro 13-inch. But if you want to get one with more storage, half a terabyte, you can actually pay $2,699 for an Intel Core i5 version. And if you want a 1 terabyte solid-state drive with the even faster chip Core i7, you can actually pay $2,999, $3,000. So there are actually two Intel models still in the lineup if that's what you want.
Okay, but why would you? Or would you?
Yeah, I thought because practicalities, okay? We know within 2 years, it's going to be all about, if you're in the Mac world, it's going to be all about Apple Silicon-powered Macs. You know, you won't want an Intel-powered one. But today, the Intel ones are actually more practical if you need to use a bunch of things. Especially if you want to run Windows on your Macs. Eventually, you'll be able to do that on Apple Silicon Power Macs too. But right now, if you want everything to work, if you want maximum compatibility, it really still is an Intel Mac world. So it depends on your needs, honestly. But I tell you, battery power, like specs-wise, the new Mac laptops are very impressive. I mean, the MacBook Pro 13-inch, right? We're talking about 20 hours of battery life. That's crazy because it's so efficient because Apple makes everything, right? They make the whole laptop, including the chip. So everything's optimized to the hilt, about 20 hours of battery life. The MacBook Air is not far shy. It's in the teens, the high teens. I forget how much. But very, very good battery life and quiet because it's efficient. There are no fans. So it's really, really quiet. Interesting. Though, of course, there are other options out there, yeah? from, I mean, all the other laptop makers. Let's pick two to talk about. Okay. Asus. All right.
Asus?
As a comparison, Asus.
Asus.
It's actually pronounced Asus, you know. I know they say, you know, okay, Asus. But it's Asus.
Okay.
It's Asus, okay? Yeah, say it after me. Asus.
Okay, Asus.
Asus ZenBook Flip 13.
This sounds small and light.
Yeah, so what are other people, what are other brands doing in the laptop space? Convertible laptops are a thing. What do you mean convertible? That means they're those that fold all the screens fold all the way over to become a tablet. And this is one of them. So the Flip 13, so you can use like a normal laptop, or you can fold it all the way around so it converts into a tablet, which is kind of handy. It's 1.3 kg. It's 14 mm thick. So basically 1.4 cm thick, 13.9. So 1.4 cm thick. It still has a lot of ports, so you can plug stuff. And this is very important. People say, oh, it's very light. But you know what? You need an adapter for everything. This has everything. Full-size HDMI, USB Type-A, USB-C, the works. Asus actually claims this is the thinnest 13.3-inch convertible laptop with full-size ports. So it's interesting. 16-hour battery life. You can even use the touchpad, right? So the trackpad that you have on all laptops, you can actually use it as a number pad. Very handy. And you have the latest and greatest 11th generation Intel Core CPU processors for $1.7K. So that's interesting. So
is that a good price?
It is for what you're getting. And I just to point out, so Apple doesn't make convertible laptops. But these are other trends outside. So outside the Mac world, there are these interesting things. If you want a convertible laptop, something that also functions as a tablet, it's pretty full. So 1.7K, you get a powerful, a powerful laptop that also works as a rather large screen, though not terribly light, tablet. So 1.3 kg, it's not the lightest tablet, You really want less than 1 kg, or much less than 1 kg for a tablet. But still, if it's something you need this dual function, it's pretty decent.
And is this something that people actually want?
And it's not for everyone, right? Because jack of all trades, you're paying, if you're never going to use it as a convertible, convertible. If you're never going to use it as a tablet, then you shouldn't be paying this price. You should be getting a pure laptop.
Mm.
But some people want the dual functionality. They just want one device. They don't want to carry multiple devices. So
right.
Fair enough. I get it. People want to sketch. People want to take notes, that sort of thing. People want to do reading. You can flip PDFs, ebooks. 13.3 inches is very big. As a comparison, 13.3 inches, that's larger than the largest iPad Pro, mind you. So we're talking a very, very large screen. If you want a huge screen for flipping through PDFs and all that, that's something. This is bigger than the biggest iPad Pro.
Mm.
Yeah?
Okay, so it really depends on what you plan on using it for. Because, I mean, for me, I just bought a brand new laptop and I just went with, what is the biggest, lightest laptop I can get? And it ended up being a Lenovo as well.
Lenovo. There we go. That's what we're going to talk about next, actually.
Exactly. This is your segue. Mm. But, you know, it's just a normal, conventional laptop with a really big screen that it happens to be very, very light. That was what I bought. But, you know, I'm just trying to figure out, would people want convertible laptop, tablet thingies? And apparently, there is a market for it.
Look, if you want to read a PDF, and actually, I have mixed feelings about PDFs. They are not great for reading on a phone screen because they're actually just the digital equivalent of a printed page. So you have a lot of fat borders, tiny text, illustrations with tiny, tiny footnotes that you can't read. So if you have a lot of PDFs to flip through, actually, a big tablet is a godsend. And then there are spreadsheets, yeah? So if you need to pour through or flip through tons of spreadsheets, of course, if you want to interact, you want the keyboard. But if you want to just look through them, a big screen really helps that, yeah.
Okay, now let's get to that Lenovo, the Yoga Sim 7i
so what
Carbon.
If you just need, what if you just need a standard laptop and you want the absolute lightest one? So this Yoga Slim 7i Carbon is light. How light? It's less than a kilogram, 966 grams.
Mm.
Yeah, 1.425 cm. So yeah, just over 1.5 cm thick. So only like a smidgen thicker than the ZenBook Slim 13. But it's lighter. Why? How do they make it so light? Because it's also a 13.3-inch laptop. So that's what I mean. If you don't need the whole convertible function, you can actually cut away some of the weight. And of course, it's not just the lack of the touchscreen. It's built with carbon fiber, which, you know, is it's used in race cars and supercars. And
ultra-expensive bicycles.
Absolutely. So carbon fiber is expensive, but it's super light. So expensive. How much? 1.6K for the Yoga Slim 7i Carbon. Yeah. But so it's just slightly, it's about $100 cheaper than the Flip 13. So if you want to compare them directly, they're not, it's not really apples to apples, but it's $100 less. And it is 300 grams, more than 300 grams lighter, the same size screen, but no tablet function.
I did actually take a look at the Yoga, this one, before I bought my new laptop, which is a much bigger screen than this. Because I said, the biggest screen you can find on a laptop is what I needed.
Yeah, but then it's heavier,
right?
You can't have everything.
Yeah, exactly. So it is heavier. It is heavier than this, but it is not much heavier. In fact, if you want light laptops, you might want to check out some of the Lenovos. They are reliable and they're light.
Yes, they are. In fact, they'll be launching their new ThinkPad soon. Hopefully, we can talk about it in a couple of weeks. So yeah, they've got everything for work, for play. Make lots of good options. And as a geek, I just love the fact that most of this Yoga Slim 7i is made of carbon fiber. The carbon fiber is really the geek's material, ultra light, lighter than metal, as strong as metal. It's really a geek's dream to have stuff made of carbon fiber. I mean, what's not to like?
I'm so glad you said that so I didn't have to.
No, I'm just, it's so exciting. It's so exciting.
Okay.
Yeah. It is. Because 13.3-inch laptop less than 1 kg is really something. But you know what? I think I forgot to mention something about the Apple stuff. So we've got Apple Silicon Powered Macs. It's the M1 chip, right? We talked about those.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
There's also something they launched recently. It's the Apple One plans.
Oh, yeah, so, yeah, yeah. Tell me about that because I've been hearing this as a Christmas request from my children.
So what is this? It's basically their cloud-based services. So actually Google has something similar. I think they also call it Google One, where you can buy a storage plan and share it among the different services and all that. So similar to that, this is Apple One. What is it? Apple already offers their iCloud storage, their Apple TV Plus service, their Apple Arcade, and Apple Music. These are separate subscriptions. Apple One is a single subscription that bundles a bunch of these things together. And ultimately, of course, it's slightly cheaper than if you bought them individually. Otherwise, it wouldn't make any sense, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So, how much? For 50 gigabytes of iCloud storage, plus Apple Music, Apple TV Plus, and Apple Arcade, that's $16.95, so about $17 per month. The family plan, which is 200 gigabytes of iCloud storage, and plus all the stuff we mentioned, Apple Music, Apple TV Plus, and Apple Arcade, that's $22.95, so about $23. So it's 17 versus 23, the main differentiator being the amount of cloud storage, of iCloud storage, 50 GB versus 200. So if you're already subscribing to these services separately or are considering subscribing to these services, this bundle makes sense. If not, no. I mean, for example, if you only subscribe right now to the 200 GB iCloud storage plan and the Apple Music plan, those two only, a la carte, it's still less than $20. It's $19 pretty much. Mm-hmm. So you don't need to pay this additional $4 for Apple TV Plus and Apple Arcade unless you were going to anyway. So it really is for those people who already subscribe to them separately or plan to subscribe to them separately. Then it's cheaper. Then you do save several dollars because Apple TV Plus costs $6.98 a month, right? And Apple Arcade is the same price, $6.98. So you do the math, you save quite a bit if you want all services or if you already subscribe to all services.
All, yeah, yeah. I would imagine that if you think that you want them all, then Apple One is a better deal.
It is, it is. You do save money.
You know, this harkens back to your idea of a great Mother's Day gift.
It is. You see, I knew you remember, Clarissa. I'm so touched. I still stand by that. Look, you give your mum the top notch Apple One plan, Apple One family plan, and you say, "Oh, what do you get me? I got you everything, mum. I got you music, TV, games, and storage. You know, and she should be so touched." Or your wife, or your significant other, your husband, your son, you know? This is great stuff.
This is great
stuff.
Perfect
gift.
Actually, I think this is actually a pretty good gift within a small budget, which is very thoughtful and gives you a lot more than, you know, this is a lot of bang for your buck.
And you can share it, no? So the family plan, right? You can share it with up to 6 family members. The $23 one.
Definitely, yeah. Definitely worth considering for someone who's looking for great budget presents. I will give you that, Christopher Lim. I will not give you Mother's Day present of cloud storage.
Never mind, I'll take it. Credit where credit is due. I'll just take it. Clarissa Montero admitted that it's a good deal. I just remember that.
All right, and on that note, this has been a lot to think about, and I like the fact that almost everything that you brought up is under $2,000. Almost everything, with I think one exception, but I'll give you that one exception. This has been a good Inspector Gadget, Christopher Lim, our digital editor of the Business Times and resident Inspector Gadget. You're on Money FM 89.3. I'm Clarissa Montero.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.